Correct.
Oh, we are the rugby league centre of the universe this week. Oh, we normally are anyway. And the man who's right in the middle of the vortex, Ben Dobbin. Dobbo, hello, mate.
Yeah, g'day, Marto. Welcome back. Margo, welcome back. And we start off with the Dally M's tonight. Back in Brisbane for the first time ever. I'm looking forward to it. I've got my bag of fruit and a black tie and we're going off to the Dally M's. I can't believe it.
What can we expect, Dobbo? Are they going to have a full guest list inside? Is it going to be a full event like it normally is?
I don't know whether Reece Walsh, will he be coming? Oh, he'll still be awake.
Reece Walsh won't be there. And look, he was tipped to win Dally M Rookie of the Year.
Can he still win it, Dobbo, or do they go back to the engraver with the trophy?
Why can't he give it
to Sam Walker? Well, I thought Sam Walker probably should have won it.
But I
don't think he'll be there. I think if he's been the best player on the field, he definitely still should be able to win Dally M of the Year. Silly what he did. Obviously, he was caught and told to move on by police. Then when he didn't move on, they took him back to the station, then they searched him, they found an illegal substance, so he was done with that. So, I mean, he's in some trouble. I will say this, for a 19-year-old to fess up and face the music like he did later in the afternoon, I thought that was probably the mandate for all NRL clubs on the way to handle it. Normally, a lot of NRL teams bury it and they try to throw a decoy and they put out a statement. To have Reece Walsh come out and say, "I'm sorry, this is what I did."
Wasn't he sitting next to the boss of CEO? The club? He looked like he had a gun to his back.
But he did it, mate. He did it. No other NRL clubs do that, Marto. What they do is they normally just throw a statement out and they go into hiding and you stake out the
house. He just looked like a hostage, that was all.
Yeah.
So do we know Tedesco or Trbojevic who's going to take out the top gong?
Tom Trbojevic should win that one. He was 1 point behind Nathan Cleary with six rounds to go, and his form's been outstanding. You would think Tom Trbojevic wins his first Dally M medal, and then we can move on and focus. I mean, we've changed King George Square to King Wally Square for the week. We've got, you know, the town hall now with NRL moments on it, and we've got a grand final with Uncle Wayne in it. I mean, it's Christmas for me all at once.
Hey, let's talk about Wayne. Have you spoken to him since the prelims?
Yeah, a couple of times, and it's interesting. I asked him why they didn't warm up on the field, and when you're they were the top team going in against Manly, so they should have had the home team dressing room. And I asked him why he was in the away team dressing room and they didn't warm up, and he said, because I was planning that if we won, we're not going to be able to warm up on the field on grand final day, and we'll also be behind either Melbourne or Penrith, so we'd be in the away dressing room. I just wanted them to get used to those dressing rooms and warming up off the field by chance we got through. They're the little one percenters that no one thinks about except Wayne Bennett. And so they were already preparing a week ahead that they were going to be in the grand final.
Well, it is
South. He's ready to go.
It is South and it is Penrith in the grand final. Paul Kent was on having a bit of a rant on Triple M footy over the weekend, Dobbo, saying that Queensland doesn't deserve a grand final because we can't fill the stadium with a crowd without a Queensland side in it.
Jesus, that's nonsense. Have you ever seen them during the semi? Yeah, that's the grand final, but he was whinging about the weekend.
He was whinging about the prelims, saying we couldn't fill the stadium last weekend. We're going to see a full stadium there this weekend, even though there's no Brizzy team. Plenty of Panthers supporters and Rabbitohs supporters in Brisbane, isn't there?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and you know what? It's quite interesting that Paul Kent goes on with that. I think it's because everybody wanted to bag Wayne, and that would have been where they were going to because Wayne would have, you know, failed, but he got through, and so then they had to look for something else, so they turned it on Brisbane. It was also River Fire and Cracker Night, which obviously would have dragged people away.
70,000 people attended River Fire.
There was AFL Grand Final on and a Wallaby Test match. Yeah, there was so much on.
Yeah, there was a lot on. And can I just say to the South Sydney people, Russell Crowe has got involved. Here's a good story for you. The NRL were going to ban the Black Bunny being on the Rabbitohs jersey this weekend because they wanted to go back to the traditional white one. Well, Rusty's rung the NRL, and for all you South Sydney fans, you'll have the Black Bunny on the jersey. So,
we'll talk about him during the week because we'll have you on all week if we can, Dobbo. But he's over in Thailand quarantining before a movie. Is that right?
That's correct, and he's very, very happy. My mail is he's very, very happy, but he had to ring the NRL himself personally to make sure the Black Bunny was on the jersey. So,
we're going to talk a lot of rugby league this week, and we'll speak to you tomorrow, mate.
No dramas. Have a good one, guys.
Dobbo from Triple M's Rush Hour tonight from 6. And, of course, Triple M footy all this weekend with the grand final from midday.